Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
That's right, it's a Friday. We get Sean Smith here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. After him will be Steven Spector, so that can't get any more polar opposites. But Sean, here we are, week 16, playoffs out of the picture. What do you want to see from...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Your Kansas City Chiefs moving forward.
I just want to finish the season with a winning record. You know, right now, we got guys banged up. See some of these, play these younger guys and see what we got for next year, going into next year before we start preparing for the combine and draft.
Why does the winning record matter? Because where I sit, you know, you have an opportunity maybe to have a top 10 pick for hopefully the only time in the Patrick Mahomes era. Why is winning so important?
Just because, man. Winning is better than losing. Don't take it just to tank it for what? It's not like if we take it, we going to get a top 5 pick. There's no need. It's not like the whole roster needs overhaul. You know what I mean? Every year roster changes, just like the transfer portal in college. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So I think going for it, yeah, we're going to have to find a backup quarterback, for one. We're going to have to get a running back. We need offensive linemen. We need DBs. We need defensive linemen. We need linebackers. So we kind of need everything. And we need a return specialist, a real return specialist.
Yeah, because we haven't had a return for a touchdown since COVID.
Man, I don't remember the last touchdown since Dexter McCluster or something. I don't know. Hell. That's how long it's been. You know what I mean? Or Javier Arena is a big-time player. I mean, just I don't know. We just need somebody special back there to return kicks.
No doubt. When you look at a game like this, is it pretty easy when you get out on the field and you see some of your guys are about it and the other guys aren't?
Yeah, because you got to also look at the Tennessee Titans are struggling. You know, for them, Bagonzi's going to want to win the game, you know what I mean, just because he's come, you know, playing his former organization where he started and built, you know. So it's going to be interesting. I just think you look at the game and the Titans are playing for something. And you still got Chiefs players playing for something. Guys want to hit their incentives to get their bonus. Some guys are trying to play good, you know, get a couple of sacks. Hey, man, you're a backup guy. You go finish the season with 3-4 sacks. Mm-hmm. You go free agency, go to another team and get you a couple of dollars. You know what I mean? So it's just different ways to look at it.
Did you ever have a situation where you hit an incentive like late in the season?
No, I had a roster. Just my main ones was roster bonus. So hey, as long as I was on the roster all week, every week, I got a nice check.
you know
what I mean?
No doubt, man.
But I just, you know, the team, you know, I think, I hate to say it, but I think it's time to let Nagy go, our offensive coordinator. Let him go. Need to bring either Bellamy back or look in another direction. Because also people are talking about the players. Andy Reid has got out coached these last few games that we have lost too. People don't understand it.
No, I agree with you on that. I don't think it's been a great year for Andy Reid. Why do you think that has been?
I think still with the off the field stuff with his son, all that still kind of linger around. People don't understand it's still an effect. You know what I mean? Just his decision making this year was a little different. You know, I know before, we fall for one, we go for it. You know, we got Patty Mahomes, but as you notice, Patty Mahomes wasn't doing everything right this year like he should have too, though. You know what I mean? I believe he was hurt all season, to be honest with you. His knee's been a problem all year, if you think about it. Go back and watch week two and a couple of the games. You'll see he's been having a knee problem.
When you see when you see this kind of happen to Patrick Mahomes, do you see him now becoming more of a pocket passer? Is it going to be harder for him to get out there and run more? Like, what will you see Mahomes kind of transition into?
I think he's still going to try to run. He's a competitor. Then I know his trainer, Bobby Shroop, is a good guy, and he's going to get him back right. And he's an elite competitor. And then now with the technology and science, and Mahomes will be by June. We'll have videos of Mahomes running and cutting and being ready for training camp. Just being honest, the technology and the way the world is, he has access to stuff that other people won't have access.
So, do you think Mahomes will be ready for Week One?
I think he'll be ready for Week One. Do we play him? Nah, it depends who the Week One opponent is.
Yeah. All right, we got a couple of games left with Travis Kelce potentially on the roster here in Kansas City. How much of Travis are you going to be watching over these next couple of games?
As long as he don't drop the ball and the Swifties, don't get on me for him dropping the ball. I mean, I think Travis knows, you could tell the way he was looking during that game, like, it's the end of the river, end of the run, and I think I'm going to hang it up. You know, his brother's in the press box recording. You know what I mean? So it's like he's kind of, you know, he's on that verge. I think he's ready to travel life and be with his girl and enjoy it. You know what I mean? Don't have to worry about going to training camp, sitting in meetings and banging on the body. You get to enjoy life.
No doubt about it. Sean, we'll enjoy this game against the Tennessee Titans and the rest of the way because you got the Raiders in the last week, Broncos on Christmas, and Titans this week, and we'll see which young guy shows up and, you know, makes his case for next year, and we appreciate the time, brother.
Yeah, hopefully we finish 2-3. We finish two out of these three. So.
No doubt.
All right, man, you guys have a good one.
Take care. 2-3. There's three games left.
2 out of 3.
Yeah, okay. I was like, 2-3? That doesn't add up. Some more news that came out of Kansas City. The Royals have acquired left-handed pitcher Matt Strom from the Philadelphia Phillies for right-handed pitcher Jonathan Bolin.
I love this trade. Tell me what I'm missing here. This is a great trade for the Royals,
yeah,
isn't
you
it?
You got a veteran guy that you did originally draft. Yep. He was great the last 2 years for the Philadelphia
Phenomenal.
Phillies, right?
Because
You know him now. He's got the long noodled hair right down to the, you know, almost to the pec area.
Yeah.
He's been a good bullpen arm. You did lose Zerpa. I know there's some people that were like, yeah, well, time to move on, right?
Yeah.
You acquired two players from the Milwaukee Brewers for Zerpa, and when you lose something, you got to have something to put back. And They went and got Strom, a veteran reliever in that bullpen, that now, if you think about it, you could have Ursaig be whoever he wants to be. And then you've got Strom and you've got Estevez to kind of back build that bullpen. Now go get your right field bat. And guys, it's an offseason for me where I can slam the book and say, let's go.
Yeah, you get one more bat, and this is a team that should be the favorites to win the American League Central right now. They're doing good things in the front office, and again, it's because of leadership, because John Sherman allows them to go out there and do this kind of stuff. He gives them the opportunity to make these moves. And, you know, I'm trying to think about, like, why were the Phillies trading Matt Strom for Jonathan Bolin? And then somebody had a tweet out there that it saved $7.5 million for the Philadelphia Phillies this year. And so that comes off the books with the Phillies, which means it gets added to the books of the Royals. And so there you go. The Royals are adding salary by adding Matt Strom into the equation at $7.5 million. And so, yeah, I think they're one bat away from being the team that everybody looks at and goes, that's your American League Central Division champions. Let's go.
Yeah, because you have, when you think about that, you gain 34-year-old, lose a 29-year-old, handshakes hand, deal for deal, right? And then you've got a veteran, like I've said in there, you now, instead of seeing Zerpa in those situations, you'll probably see Strom in those situations. And I think for some of us that watched a lot of those games last year, I kind of love that move.
Yeah, I think it's great.
I know Zerpa has been sold on, has electric stuff, can be that guy. Just didn't really see it a lot last year. And it seemed like every time Zerpa went out there, I'm, you know, my fingernails, like, I don't know if he's got it. And more often than not, it seemed like he didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you've got the veteran in Strom, you've got Estevez, and you've got Ursaig in that bullpen, and still the entire nucleus of that starting rotation. And one question mark left, guys.
Yeah.
There's one left. Who's going to be that bat?
That's
Who's going to be that free agent, veteran bat that they're going to put in the outfield?
What a great offseason, man. Seriously.
Three in a row. Side note, there's like betting going on in this Jake Paul fight, right, against Anthony Joshua.
Oh, there's another one of these?
Supposedly DraftKings told New York Post Sports, right now, if Jake Paul beats Anthony Joshua, it would nearly be a $100 million loss for the sports book.
If Jake Paul won?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to win, so.
Did you see the measurements? Did you see when they?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Coming up next, a guy that loves Jake and Logan Paul, Steven Spector. He'll join us on the roundtable next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
It's Christmas in Kansas City, and the snow's falling down. The plaza lights are pretty, it's good to be in my hometown. All the fountains are frozen over, and the leaves have long been on the ground.
Come on.
But there's a warm feeling here.
I forget this part.
I do too, but get the chorus.
It's like nowhere else I've found.
Hit it.
Cause it's Christmas.
Look at him dance.
In Kansas City. This is Christmas everywhere, and the plaza lights are looking pretty.
You better believe it.
Kansas City, I'll be there.
That is passion. What did you used to say
all-timer
about yourself dancing?
It was number one on my Spotify rap, that song.
What were you saying about...
I'm a phenomenal dancer.
Phenomenal dancer, yes.
I am. Still am.
He's wickedly talented.
He is. He's Steven Spector.
That's right.
His name is Steven Spector!
And he is in...
Is anything happening today?
Today?
Ask this guy.
But about that Matt Strom trade?
I love it. Matt Strom also donated a weight room recently to the Neosho County Community College baseball team, which is really cool. He's got roots down there. I love that trade. I don't know why I'm so excited about Matt Strom coming back, but like they literally gave up nothing.
They got a good player for a not a good player.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great trade.
Great trade for the Royals, man.
Go Chiefs.
That is the voice of Steven Spector. He joins us on our round table brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Get in the game with the Chiefs Kingdom Scratch ticket, only available from the Kansas Lottery. Top prize, $75,000, plus enter drawings for a chance to win experiences, Chiefs experiences. See kslottery.com.
Fitting.
Are you going to buy a Powerball?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're in the billions.
Yep.
Yeah.
Might as well take a shot.
Imagine all the Amazon boxes you'll get if you're a billionaire.
The logs won't be set on Monday if I win.
Nobody will hear from you again.
Nope. Talk to you later.
I'm going to keep the Chiefs on the Jackson County side if I win.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you'll be able to do that, right? So what do you think of all that? You've been here now 13 years, and I think this is the biggest sports story, in my opinion, in Kansas City sports history.
The biggest expert would tell you.
Don't think, just do. Yep. Piss me off.
I think two things. I think it's really bad for downtown in the urban core, just financially, economically. And that's where I lived for 10, 12 years when I first moved here. But I also think in the grander scheme of things, we are keeping both of our teams in our metro, which is the only thing that really matters. But I am sad for Casey Mo because it's, again, I've always lived on the Missouri side. I lived downtown River Market. I think that area is going to not die, but it's going to suffer for a while without the revenue that the Chiefs and the Royals bring.
And that's the big thing. It's not because the Chiefs and Royals were down there or something like that, but the revenue that they bring in to support that area is, it's massive.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I'm a little fearful of that, but I'm very happy that we're keeping our teams in Kansas City.
And that's the, you know, that was the thing all along. We are very fortunate to have the state line. As much as I hate the state line, in this situation, I love the state line because there are other teams that don't have that opportunity. And then they end up moving to Los Angeles, or they end up moving to Phoenix, or they end up moving to, you know, wherever.
Nashville would have taken the Royals in the snap of a finger, and it would not have taken more than a hot knife through butter to do it.
That's exactly right. And anybody would have taken the Chiefs as well, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's the benefit of this. They're not leaving the area.
Yeah, I'm just bummed because it's like the reality of what happened. Because I think a lot of people in the text line have said, you know, you had your chance to vote and Jax County voted no. Yes and no.
For a bad plan.
Yeah.
I don't blame the voters.
And that's where I'm at because it's just disappointing. And I've said this from the jump, that it felt like a team of college kids that had a project due at the end of the semester. And the professor said, you have the rest of the semester to work on it on day one when you get your syllabus. And that group put the project together on a Monday night before the final project was due on Wednesday. And you can clearly tell when those kids do that because you're like, what is that design? Like, what is that? And the planning of it kind of lets the professor know, like, that's an F because it was poor planning, it was poor management, and it was poor work. And, you know, there are people out there that were like myself saying, hey, if this doesn't pass, the reality is going to be that these teams will possibly leave, and the possibility is greater than 50%. And everyone says, no, they won't. No, they won't. And it now reminds me of a toxic relationship that had been building for years, like a wife and a husband. And he's like, she'll never leave. She'll never leave. And then he gets home and the bags are packed and there's nothing in the house. He's like, she actually left. It's the song I Can Still Make Cheyenne.
And I, you guys would probably know better than I, but if you, St. Louis never really had a choice of letting the Rams leave. It feels like they just got up and left.
They did. Yeah. They had a stadium plan in place, but it never got to the point where they were able to go and say, hey, let's vote on this.
And Kroenke wanted that out of there. Anyway.
Yeah.
There have been multiple opportunities to keep both the franchises in Jackson County, and it did not happen because of multiple reasons.
Yeah, and number one for me is leadership. Mayor Ellen, Frank White, were terrible in all of this. Yep. And when you need your leaders to step up and lead, they did not do that. And that's the biggest part of the problem here is that Mayor Ellen, Frank White, were abysmal in this entire process. And while they were being abysmal, Kansas was working behind the scenes, you know, being good partners with the Royals and Chiefs and showing them what opportunities they could take over there. And because nobody was leading on the Missouri side, it got away.
It's kind of wild that on a Friday leading into Christmas that we're not talking about a football game for the first time in ages, too.
Yeah,
and then this comes out. It's just it feels like a very weird Friday for me.
Yeah,
especially during football season.
And I reach out to these people that say fragile Missourians are down bad because they hate Kansas so much. You're not speaking for everyone. That is not true. Like, I don't hate Kansas. I don't. Again, it's not like you said. It's not like the Royals are going to go to Nashville. It's not like the Chiefs are going to go to wherever. It's more so just the fact that, like, it's money that's, and I'm in such fear that Kansas City is going to turn into downtown St. Louis and it's going to look like St. Louis County and downtown St. Louis.
Yep.
And that's what I fear the most. And that's what I think people don't understand. And we had a caller earlier that was like, it wasn't a more tax. It was an extended tax what you're getting. And the way that I've looked at this tax is that nobody knew about this tax was coming out of their paychecks. It's similar to like when you join Planet Fitness. It's $10 a month. You don't see that coming out. You just know it's going to happen, but you don't worry about it. And then it was made light of and people were like, oh, they're going to make me charge more. And now they're gone. And now it's, our fault, and I have to own that as somebody who didn't vote no, voted yes, and preached yes, had a sign in my yard, and was telling people, go vote yes, they could leave, they might leave, and they probably will leave, and it happened, and now it's like, I don't hate Kansas getting it. I'm happy for Kansas to get it. Congratulations. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. But what sucks is I am in such fear that Kansas City is going to melt and wither away, and we're going to see what happened in St. Louis, where that city and downtown is terrible, and the county of St. Louis is just beautiful.
I agree. And I don't blame the voters.
No, I don't either.
Right? I think the last-minute switch up from East Village to the Crossroads was not great messaging. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty clear that the Chiefs didn't put out the best plan in the world with the, you know, better suites and the AstroTurf in the parking lot, whatever, you know.
But the thing is, they would have been satisfied with that, you know? Like,
yeah, it's almost like talking about both sides of my state mouth, or, you know, both sides of my mouth. Mm. Jackson County had a chance to keep it. Everybody voted no, but I don't blame people for voting no.
Yes.
And both things can be true, which is not always the case.
Right. And the reason people voted no, I think there was a lot of confusion.
The messaging was terrible. Terrible from the beginning.
Terrible messaging from the beginning. And I said that to them at the beginning, and people didn't want to hear that. I said, the messaging, this is awful. It's a cluster. And it was a cluster. And then there was no leadership from the mayor at all. And he didn't even endorse the plan until the Saturday before the vote at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a spring day when nobody's paying attention.
I also hope, and I know this is like selfish of me, I hope this offseason, which is going to be very busy for the business side, doesn't affect the football operations side. Mm-hmm. And I hope I know obviously everybody has their own jobs. There's the business side, there's the football operations side. This is a really important offseason for business. It's also a really important offseason for football.
No doubt.
And I hope that the organization isn't splintered. And again, I know everybody has their own jobs and everybody will take care of their business, but the football operation side has a lot of work to do the next 3 months. And I hope that's still a focus of the whole thing.
And you know what? Quite honestly, they should be completely separate. They really should. I mean, Brett
and I
Beach
think they
have,
are.
Yeah, they are. But
you know, you still have people pulling at the same, you know, the business side has to sign off on football deals.
Right. Hey, Mark, so, can we get your signature on this? Hang on.
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever happen. Let's not lose a free agent because the business side is worried about the new stadium side.
Right. And I don't think that will happen. I mean, the Chiefs have done a really nice job, I think, of being kind of adults in the room too. You know, you didn't hear a lot out of the Chiefs during this process at all. That was a design. You didn't hear much out of the state of Kansas either. That was a design because you want to handle things behind the scenes. And that way, when you're ready to announce, you have all your ducks in a row.
Yep.
And you're able to go out there and announce. And so I understand where you're coming from a little bit with that, but I would like to think they're able to keep those things separate.
I do too. You know? I just, again, I'm hoping because the football team needs to get back to being the Chiefs. Because I don't enjoy going to Tennessee and having nothing on the line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to watch on Sunday. It's Gardner Minshew against Cam Ward.
Yeah.
So I'll watch my fantasy team lose in the semifinals instead.
Ooh, at least you're keeping it going. That's good. So a psycho would put money on this game, right? Like if we're betting on this game, like the line obviously low, the spread is favored to the Chiefs.
I actually think there's a chance to make a lot of money because I don't think Vegas is going to price the Chiefs touchdown props correctly.
Hmm.
And Mac, I know I'm opening the door. I don't know if Max eating Abelardo's back there, but Rashard Smith's plus 950 to score. If he's not getting the ball, then something's gone wrong on Sunday. Like it's got to be about Jalen Royals, Rashard Smith, Jelani, Noel Williams. Those are the guys that matter on Sunday.
Hell
right?
Yes, they do.
But
yeah.
Vegas may not know that Rashard Smith's going to get a lot of touches. And if he's plus 950 to score a touchdown, please and thank you.
Yeah, that is an interesting way to do it because I think the numbers for Kelce are also low. I saw that he's at 4.5 receptions and like his yardage is like 43.5.
Well, Travis Kelce shouldn't play on Sunday and neither should Chris Jones.
Why not? This is Travis's last season.
He can play Christmas Day at Arrowhead, say goodbye, and that's it.
Are you worried that he may get hurt in the Tennessee game and not be there for
Can Aaron? You imagine if he gets hurt, rolls an ankle, can't play on Thursday night and his last game is, you know, the Chargers game where Pat goes off on an injury. Travis Kelce should not play. I
hate you for having that opinion, but I love that opinion.
The rest of the season is about the fans and Travis. And Travis getting hurt in a meaningless game in Tennessee against a 2-12, 2-13 football team and not being able to play Christmas Day and have a send-off can't happen. And then you can't have Chris Jones get hurt for 2026. $32 million cannot be on the shelf this offseason if you have $50 million in Patrick Mahomes on the shelf. Cannot happen.
So you won't watch the Chiefs. Is it just like total red zone, or is there anything like
that? Red zone.
Just all day.
There's so many good games.
Tons of good games.
Right? I mean, it started last night. It starts Saturday night. There's so many good games.
Starts tonight.
Yeah, tonight, Oklahoma, Alabama.
Yeah, no,
it's not a college fan.
I'm not a college fan.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it because it's on TV. But
No, I'm with you. Look, when we grew up, it wasn't a college world.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm also just the NFL. This is the peak of the NFL. There's so many interesting things going on. Yeah, you can't sell me on Gardner Minshew versus Cam Ward.
No, I agree.
So
not when you have Trevor Lawrence versus Bo Nix.
If it was back in the day when there was no red zone that existed, yeah, I mean, it's on the TV. But yeah, give me red zone
on
Sunday.
Are you team tank?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think my reasoning is somewhat simple. I'm not generally in favor of tanking. Like, if you have a young team, you need to learn how to win. Like the Cleveland Browns, like, they should not be tanking. You got a lot of young, good players. You got to learn how to win. This team has a lot of guys who have already won, so they know what it takes to win. So I don't think they need to learn how to win as a group. I think they need to give themselves the best chance to get the best draft pick possible.
I agree, because how many times in the Patrick Mahomes era are you going to have potentially a top 10 pick?
Hopefully never again.
Exactly. Exactly. And so because you're here, you have the opportunity to do that. Why ruin that opportunity by winning games?
Yeah, if they had a rookie middle linebacker and a second year running back, and those guys need to learn about a winning culture, yeah, you need to win as many games as possible. This already has a winning culture. Nick Bolton doesn't need to learn how to win. Neither does Chris Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you need to pick 10th as opposed to 16th. And again, there may not be a difference between 10 and 16 in the draft, but the math says that you have a better chance to hit on a star at 10 than 16.
Especially when two of the top 10 teams are probably going to take a quarterback.
Yep.
So really you're picking...
You don't need an offensive lineman, right?
No.
Right.
And you know the tackle's going to go. So then what, you think the biggest need is an edge rusher?
Oh, God.
Or do you just continue to pad Patrick Mahomes? Because as Mac has said, the three receivers that are coming back officially are Jalen Royals, Rashee Rice, and Xavier Worthy.
Well, I think officially is a stretch for Rashee Rice.
On contract, right?
Contractually, correct.
Yeah, contractually.
Contractually, yeah. I would trade Rashee Rice in the offseason, but that can be a different conversation. Yeah, I mean, it's probably edge, but at the same time, the other part of my brain is saying the defense has not been the problem in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't want Jeremiah Love. I don't want a running back in the first round.
Yeah.
But if they went out and got insert top 10 wide receiver, top 10 pick at the wide receiver position, I'm not going to be mad about that.
I think for me, if you're picking in the top 10 this year, which let's hope they do at this point in time, right? Mm-hmm. That would be great.
Or close enough.
I think for me, there's really only two positions, and it's edge and it's wide receiver at that point in time. Because I'm with you. I just can't do the running back at that high in the draft.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad at a corner either. It's position of need, and then you can make moves with McDuffie, Jalen Watson, what have you. But yeah, I think it's corner.
Watson, yes!
Scared the living bejesus out of me. I haven't even had my coffee yet. Thank you. Yeah, corner, edge, wide receiver, running back. But the good thing is you don't need a quarterback. You don't need an offensive line.
Mm-hmm. And so you can go from there. And you really could potentially take the best player available at that point.
As you should at every time.
Every time.
But I hope that they don't go into this draft with just their basic allotment of picks. They need to add a pick in the first, second, or third round by some sort of maneuver.
So that would be probably trading Trent McDuffie. Are you in favor of that?
No, I'm in favor of trading Rashee Rice.
Okay, why?
Because I think... And I hear Max say this all the time. Yes, he's a 1,200-yard receiver, right? He's really good. I know we're down on him right now. I think we can all excuse an off-field issue here and there. That's the world we are as fans in the NFL. Okay, that's one thing. I think everybody in the NFL gets hurt. Everybody comes back, right? That happens. Everybody has an issue with drops every once in a while. Sure, I can accept two out of those three things. I can't accept all three. Right. If you had a drop issue, but you were healthy for three seasons, but you had an off the field issue, fine. If you didn't have an off field issue, but you had some drops and you got hurt, I'm comfortable with giving you $80 million. I can't deal with all three. So I would trade Rashee Rice. I can deal with two out of the three issues. I can't deal with all three.
And you look at Trent McDuffie and he's 0-for-3 of those.
He is exactly what you're supposed to do in the NFL. You draft someone in the first round. He gets you two All-Pros, two Super Bowls. You're supposed to pay that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I trust Trent McDuffie with $100 million more than I do Rashee Rice.
Because I don't think we're bringing back Pacheco and Hunt. I don't think those guys are back. So you think they get a running back in the offseason via free agency and not draft one? Because I do think Jeremiah Love does have that it factor.
Yeah, again, it's not like I'd be mad about it. I just philosophically wouldn't. Sure. I think you can get someone really good in the second, third, and fourth round. I think Pacheco's gone 100%.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem bringing back Kareem Hunt. I mean, he's a battering ram, and he fills a position of need, right? The problem with Kareem Hunt is giving him 14 carries a game. Mm. So if it's Kareem Hunt as your, you know, third and short, fourth and short back.
Kind of a fullback-esque, yeah.
You sign a Rico Dowdle or Javonte Williams, whatever, in free agency. Kenneth Walker, who's awesome last night. And you draft a running back, done. Third round running back, 1 or 2 year deal for a free agent and Kareem Hunt. That's a backfield I can love. And Breshard Smith.
Yeah.
And that's why the next 3 weeks, if Breshard Smith even gives you a glimpse of like, hey, he's a piece, that makes you think, all right, I'll draft a running back in the third round, not the first round.
Does it piss you off if you see that, though, and they're not playing him all year long, and you're like, Andy, like, this guy can play. Why hasn't he been playing?
Well, that's a Pole-Noel Williams debate.
It is.
So it doesn't piss me off, but it gives me hope. It changes your offseason if you feel differently about Breshard Smith. Okay. And Jalen Royals.
Yeah, and Jalen Royals, too. Like, yeah, like we should have been seeing these guys, I think, all along.
Jalen Royals, I can't explain because I've never actually seen him play football. The injury or whatever happened to start the season. Breshard Smith, you can watch and you're like, he's got a little bit of juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, give that guy the ball some more.
Well, Mitch made the comment earlier that Jalen Royals is pretty much the 2.0 of Juju Smith-Schuster. And so Juju's kind of ahead of him on the depth chart. That's why he wasn't playing. I'm like, okay, I see that.
Why are you paying $9.5 million to Juju Smith-Schuster when you could have allocated the monies elsewhere?
Also, Juju has not seen the field hardly at all in the last 6 weeks. So
there is that too.
He does stuff you don't see. That's what we were told.
Holding penalties?
That works when you're winning games. Yeah. You know, the great tight end blocking and wide receiver. That's cool when you're winning. When you're losing, nobody
cares. Two brutal holds in that Denver game that took them out of touchdown range on that first or second drive.
Yeah.
I do think the crackback block was a bad call.
I agree.
Oh, that was a terrible call.
I don't know what that was, but that went on Juju's hands, and I don't think that was a good, but that's one of, whatever. So I've seen a lot of Spags lately in the news, and I'm kind of now starting to think that he might jump and go try it one more time.
I don't think that's going to happen. In 2025, or 2026, I guess, who in the NFL is hiring a 60-plus-year-old defensive coordinator? Now, maybe a bad organization, but I just think philosophically...
Sure. A team with a really good offense that has a terrible defense.
Yeah, but he's got to be the head coach, not the defensive coordinator.
I think what he's going to do.
So I guess what team would do that? Like if we're looking at who's going to fire their coach this offseason?
Why wouldn't the Giants do it? They have their offense, I think.
Because the Giants need to bring somebody in, I think, that is successful as a head coach.
Sure. Or that can help Jackson Dart.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's Miami because I don't think Steve Spagnuolo fits like Miami as a general culture, city, whatever.
I don't think they're making a change.
They may not. I mean, Mike
McDaniels.
It'd
be the Buccaneers.
Yeah, Tampa would be a good
It'd be
answer.
The Tampa Bay, which I wouldn't do. I don't think that's a good decision.
I would argue like Todd Bowles is a similar version of Steve Spagnuolo,
right? Yeah, I agree.
Right?
I would not hire Steve Spagnuolo.
And if you're Steve Spagnuolo at 65, too, you're thinking, I'm doing this till I'm 70?
Yeah.
You're going to have to sign like probably a five-year contract, you know?
Yeah, I don't think he gets hired in this cycle.
Either.
I'd be surprised. And again, I obviously could be standing to be wrong, and maybe there's a surprise firing in the NFL, but I don't think so. I think Steve Spagnuolo will be back here.
If he does leave, it's because he retired and decided to walk away.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know.
Or he pulls the Al Pacino. I'm going to Cincinnati, and my starting quarterback's Joe Burrow.
I think it was Albuquerque.
Is that where he went?
I think it was New Mexico.
And I'm going to have Willie Beeman as my starting quarterback.
Yeah, that was totally,
and no further questions.
Yeah, totally legal move by the Miami Sharks.
Is that not one of the greatest football movies ever?
No, it's not.
It is similar to what's going on now in reality, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Guy just loses an eye on the AstroTurf. And
I mean, the locker room scene was about as real as it got.
Yeah.
That was a reality.
Yeah, it's not one of the best football movies of all time, but it is a good movie.
Is it better than The Replacements?
Oh, God.
You were hiding behind the jukebox.
I don't know. One's a drama, one's a comedy.
Yeah.
I'll take The Replacements over Any Given Sunday.
Okay.
What is the best football movie?
Varsity Blues.
Friday Night Lights.
Please. Like country star playing an actor in that movie. Tell me.
I mean, Tim McGraw's been in a lot of movies.
They're not good.
Blindside?
Not good. It's a fake movie. We came out and he said
it wasn't true. The whole
Varsity Blues is true. That's Texas football. That's West Canaan.
So Friday Night Lights based off a book, off a real team isn't true?
I didn't say it wasn't true. I just said it wasn't as good as acting. John Voight, Tim McGraw.
John Voight. I had his car once.
John Voight's car.
Yeah, but Billy, I would take Billy Bob Thornton over John Voight, and they were both the coaches in that movie.
Mm.
So,
fair point. I mean,
Tim McGraw's a better actor than the Jonathan Moxon's dad, or fire the bleeping pigskin.
Yeah, right. That guy's a G.
Get bent.
That guy. That's. I think that's the only movie that guy's ever been in.
I think he was in Tremors.
Oh. Congratulations.
I think. I'm not sure, but I think he is. That's Steven Spector. He's the boss man. Hey, have a good holiday.
You guys too.
Enjoy the
Thank
time.
You for having me.
Yeah, he's yes. like Chris Mitch.
And Festivus.
And Festivus.
That's
for the
on the 23rd. Yeah, coming
That's
up.
Right. I got a poll and can't wait to see you. Coming up next, before we get out of there, though, that is Roundtable brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Get in the game with the Chiefs Kingdom Scratch Ticket. Only available from Kansas Lottery. Top prize, $75,000, plus enter drawings for a chance to win Chiefs experiences. Coming up next, Richard of the Week. Boy, oh boy, here we go. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Not that guy. Not that guy. You know, I'm going to give you a bunch of reasons why to drink Surfside. There's zero bubbles. There's zero troubles.
Yep.
It's delicious.
Uh-huh.
The peach tea's my fave.
Damn right.
And it doesn't get you in trouble.
Smash.
I'm dead serious. And I'll explain, because it is Richard of the Week time here on 96.5 The Fan. And you guys all remember that Coldplay concert? Remember those two? They were on the screen? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You remember that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, more news has come out about this. And instead of taking the high road and admitting that you might have messed up, we're not doing that. Coldplay Kiss Cam HR boss Kristen Cabot appears to be partially blaming High Noon for her viral.
It's the booze's fault.
That's right. High Noon for the viral video says people were extra hard on her because she's a woman. And I do agree to some of that. Cabot is speaking out for the first time since being caught on the Kiss Cam with married astronomer CEO Andy Byron. I'm not some celebrity. I'm not just a mom from New Hampshire. Even if I did have an affair, it's not anybody's business, she told the Times. It has been like the scarlet letter. People erased everything I'd accomplished in my life and achieved in my career. This can't be the final word. She said she had a big, happy crush, and the two told each other that they split from their spouses. We were just dancing, and I had a few too many high noons. Andy was standing behind me, and we were dancing, and I grabbed him. I didn't hear the announcement that the Jumbotron was coming up, so suddenly I'm just seeing us on the screen. No.
Mm.
You got caught.
Yeah.
Own it.
Like
right?
that's the little violin, yeah. You know?
Honey, it's not my fault. I just had to. Did Andy crack the kainoon for you and make you drink it? I don't think so. No. You seem to be pretty much incoherent, or not incoherent. You seem pretty coherent when you're on the stage.
Right.
Being able to sway, you know? I didn't mean to cheat on you. It was the booze.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to get fired. It was the booze.
Mm-hmm.
No. Drink Surfside. You won't have that problem.
That's right.
Because what is their saying?
No troubles, no bubbles.
That's right.
No bubbles, no troubles.
That's right. It's right here on the hat. It says it. It says zero bubbles, zero troubles. You drink Surfside. You have a good time. You drink High Noon, you get put on a Jumbotron, and you get put on blast. You lost, you lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, just accept what you did and move on, right? And my mother always used to tell me, it's not all the good things you do. It's the one bad thing you do that everybody remembers, no matter how much goodwill you've built up. That's the way the world works, man.
Let me know how that works for you. Jen, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make out that lady at Maloney's.
Yeah.
The maker's mark got to me.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's the door.
Right. Exactly. It'd be out on the door. She would be, too, if she ever did that.
Correct.
You know? So, I mean, we have that understanding. You cheat, you're gone.
Yeah. What a Richard move.
Yeah.
I had too many seltzers.
Oh, come on, man. Blaming somebody else or blaming alcohol for what happened. You consumed that alcohol. And a lot of times when you drink, you do what you really want to do anyway, right?
Yeah, and it proves to you that Surfside is better than High Noon.
No doubt.
Zero bubbles, zero troubles.
1,000%.
It's the can with the sunstrip sips. That's what you want.
That's right what you there. Want. Yeah, I like
Who's
it.
Who's your Richard?
Leawood.
Okay. Damn it.
Let me tell you something, Leawood.
Damn it all.
This does not involve you. See your way out the door. And the next time you're going to hold a rally, don't have 30% of the rally from Jackson County trying to represent what's going on in Leawood. They also had a gentleman there who said if the new stadium gets built at Overland Park, there will be rats and it will infest Leawood with rats, I was told.
Oh.
And if they build the stadium there, it will just decimate everything around the area and leave it for no good. All of these are lies. All of those are fear-mongering. And all of that is nonsense. Don't listen to a damn word that's coming out of Leawood, because the last time I checked, the stadium ain't going in Leawood. And you know what that means? You don't have a say. So go pour yourself another jumbo Kim Crawford.
Mm.
Enjoy brunch. And leave Overland Park to do Overland Park things. Mm-hmm. Go back and do whatever it is people in Leawood like to do and complain and bitch and moan about everything. This does not involve you. But you know, it's funny, like when things don't involve people, that's when they complain the most.
Correct.
This is not something that involves the city of Leawood. Please sit back down, pour yourself a big jumbo Kim Crawford, and enjoy brunch.
I mean, maybe they need some surf sides in Leawood.
They might.
Maybe they need to ditch the Kim Crawford and get with the surf sides.
Let me put on my "it doesn't involve me" pants and go to a meeting.
Yeah. You know, those people tend to lose.
I just don't understand people who try to get involved in stuff that doesn't concern them. Mm-hmm. And this whole stadium thing, sorry, doesn't concern Leawood.
Mm.
Well, I don't want the stadium here by me. I heard there will be rats.
Mm.
Who did you hear that from? This fearmonger over here? Good Lord. Mac, who do you have as your Richard O the week?
I'm just going to take the Nakuas as a whole.
Okay.
We'll take Puka and his brother. I'll parlay those
together.
You call
together. The Nakuas a-holes?
Yeah, it could be. Or if you're Al Michaels, Smith Nakua with a touchdown.
And the game is over. What a ride we had.
God. Like, wake up, buddy. Let's go. Get someone in here. We talked about it earlier with mentors, maybe in a different context. But Puka, maybe I think it was this context with Nakua. He just needs someone to say,
yeah,
hey, dude, listen, this is what you're doing wrong. This is what you can't say. This is what you shouldn't say. Here's why. Here's the repercussions of your actions. A lot of people are looking at you, and a lot of young people are looking up to you, and here's kind of the weight and gravity your words hold and your actions hold, and maybe here's some people you should think twice before surrounding yourself with them. It's just, he's young. I get it. We've all been there. And imagine, you know, sticking, you know, $20 million in 24-year-old version of your face. Like, yeah, maybe you'll make a couple poor decisions. It's about how he now reacts and moves forward here. And I'm hoping he gets it together, because I really like watching him play football.
I was going to say, because look at what his potential is, man.
He's amazing.
He was the best player on the field last night.
Yeah. On a field that had some really big moments, good players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was awesome. He carries, dude. Every time he catches the ball, I'm like, he's going to break that tackle. Oh, he's going to stiff arm that guy. He's fun. Just get it together off the field.
Yeah, you got to have it together off the field, man. Like, you really do. It really diminishes what you do on the field.
It does.
If you can't do the right thing off the field. And look, that's a memo for everybody. It doesn't matter what you do for a living. Mm. If you're not a good person, it doesn't matter how you live your life at work. It really doesn't. Like, and if you're Puka and you're making all of these, you know, disastrous decisions in the course of, you know, 48 hours, I mean, you've got to straighten it up, man. Like, a week ago, everybody would have said, oh, Puka's great, man. Look at this guy. And now all this stuff comes out. You're like, good Lord, man. What a mess we got going on off the field with him.
Well, not only that is, like Speck was talking about, there's like the three things, like production, injury, and trouble off the field. Like, Puka's been banged up. But it's not like he's been like out. Like, he's missed like at times three or four games.
Mm-hmm.
But the production on the field is proof. I mean, it's there. 12 for what? 225 last night, two touchdowns, was just dominant. And that's just like a game for Puka. Like, that's where it's at. Like, you're like, oh yeah, huge game. You're like, well, I mean, most of the time he has 18 targets, has 13, 14 catches for 159 yards and a touchdown. Like, that is just a dominant player.
Yep.
And if you can continue to show that, because even with all the scrutiny and all the stuff that came out yesterday, he still showed up to the field and performed.
Yep.
So you know that dog is in there. You just don't want the dog that's not supposed to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
And think of the money you could make. Think of what George Pickens did, right? last year and the year before, scrutinized crazy in the league because he was a bad teammate, bad person, kind of attitude problem, goes to Dallas and is looking at this next year getting $32 million a year.
That's right.
Because he just figured out. Maybe CeeDee Lamb was his mentor. Maybe, I don't know, Brian Schottenheimer was his mentor. I don't know.
Yep.
But we haven't seen that sort of episode or episodes. It's like Dallas is like the best team in football, right?
Right. It's not even close. Yeah.
It's not like he's, you know, he has reasons to complain. And yes, you might see hiccups on the field of frustration. We see that from everybody. It's even Travis Kelce, even Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. But it's the frustrations that have to stay in, you know, you can't let those embodied frustrations lead to out of field frustrations. And George Pickens is going to make $32, $33 million a year after this year because he probably had that look in the mirror. And even if you don't want to believe it, and we'll see, time will tell.
Right.
We'll see what happens. But yeah, Puka has a chance to make some serious, serious, serious money
because that's right.
We know that position does. And it's just, can they check those egos?
Yeah, exactly. It's tough for a lot of people to check that ego and then they realize where they went wrong. And that's the thing, man. When we're all in our 20s and whatnot, you feel invincible. You don't think anything can go wrong. There's no repercussions for anything. And when you're an athlete, it's times 10. And right. So somehow, some way, we need to get through the athletes and let them know this is reality now. You can no longer do this. There's nobody here to clean up your mess.
And I mean, it would be hard. Like, you're like you said, you're the best athlete. I mean, his hair is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Awesome. He's a good-looking guy. He's killing it. He's in LA. Mm-hmm. 24, 25. Like, I get it.
Right.
Take a breath. Take a step back. Let's go. Look at what you're messing with.
Know what your worth is and know what your worth could be.
Exactly right.
And once you figure that out, and somebody says, hey, man, you might get paid like $40 million, $42 million a year next year.
You could be in Canton. Oh. That's how good he is. He could be in Canton.
He's a stud, dude. You just got to figure it out.
Got to figure it out, though. I mean, don't let the missteps off the field derail everything you do on the field, because there's been a lot of guys, probably more guys, that would have regret of what they did off the field and how it cost them on the field.
Guys, I got one thing left to say before we get out of here. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Merry Chris Mitch.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Hey, yeah. Look at what I did. Yeah. You're exactly right.
I've been holding on to that one in the holster, Bob. Seriously, all you out there, have a great holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Go do nice things for somebody. You never know. It can change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind, stay safe, stay groovy. Coming up next, it's Cody, Golden, Drew from 10 to 2. Maloney, get the surf sites ready.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.